From the protectors of the internet, the Wisconsin Internet Crimes Against Children Task Force, it's the PKO Podcast.
Welcome to the PKO Podcast. My name is Kagan. As the holiday season approaches, many parents are considering technology-related gifts for their kids, from the latest gaming consoles and smartphones to exciting new video games. But while these gifts can bring joy and learning opportunities, they also come with the need for mindful decision-making and safety precautions. Today we're diving into how you can ensure these tech-related gifts are not only fun, but also safe for your children. Well, you know, as always, we do have to bring you a joke here at the PKO Podcast. Why did the tablet bring a scarf while out sledding? It wanted to avoid getting a frozen screen. Oh, you know the PKO brings the best dad jokes in the land here. But let's talk about choosing the right device or game. With so many options out there, it's crucial to consider age appropriateness. And the ESRB ratings for games and the age recommendations for devices are really great starting points, ones that we really recommend here both within the Wisconsin ICAG as well as some of our folks and allies through NECMEC and the other state ICAGs. These ratings aren't just about content, but they also consider the cognitive and social skills needed to use some of these technologies responsibly. When we're selecting a game or device, we want to look beyond just the age rating. We want to consider, the child's maturity level and their ability to adhere to things like time limits and privacy settings. ESRB, and they have a really great website that we direct folks to, esrb.org, actually is a very in-depth website that you can visit to toss in a game or a console of interest you might be considering for your kiddo coming in this holiday season or just in general. You can follow along in their page as they discuss what each of the various ratings for games might mean. Maybe they have guides on the different core consoles that are used by many for gaming, right? That could be a Switch, a PS5, a PS3, what have you and more, the Xbox. Along with the privacy setting guides that can actually be utilized for these aforementioned games and consoles right inside their website. But we do want to talk about privacy and security too, right? Once the wrapping paper is torn off and the device is in the hand, it's time to set it up safely. We always recommend starting by setting things like strong passwords, and for those that are out there now, enabling two-factor authentication where possible. But for younger kids, we might want to consider using parental controls to manage their access to content and limit screen time. And don't just forget about privacy settings. We harp on it a lot, both in our previous podcast and this one here, and probably in the future ones. But many devices and games come with default settings that may share a bit more information than you're comfortable with. We want to take time to customize privacy settings, disable any location sharing, limit who can send friend requests, and review the data collection policies. It's really important to stay informed and use the available resources that are out there. Where we talked about ESRB, we talk about Common Sense Media a lot, and actually really a wonderful thing is that manufacturers have now more often been providing guides on their websites about setting up and managing devices, a form of family services that are provided, and additional organizations like Common Sense Media offer pretty detailed reviews and recommendations for family-friendly content and connect to these websites that the manufacturers post on how to navigate some of the devices that you might be purchasing for yourself, your family, or your children. We really do want to encourage your children to be part of this process too. Discuss the importance of online safety with them and why certain settings or restrictions are in place. It's a really great opportunity for learning both yourself and your kiddo and also building trust. But we understand this can be difficult, right? And maybe we want to break it down a little bit by age groups. And, we'll start here with the youngest users. And so for children ages about 5 to 8, we really recommend and have to acknowledge and understand that at this age, children are curious but need clear boundaries. When setting up a device, use simple, age-appropriate language to explain what you're doing. For instance, you could say, we're choosing who can send you messages to keep you safe, if any at all. Maybe use visuals or interactive features to engage them in the process. Sometimes you might just set up and show to them what it is that they might be able and allowed to do. You know, for young kids, we really focus on the basics, like setting up parental controls, explaining why they can only access certain games or apps. It's really more about guiding and collaborating at this stage and directing them to ask when they are interested in something new, like maybe downloading a new app or getting a new game, or why you might just be doing these protective actions in the first place. For preteens, you know, ages 9 to 12, we understand, especially nowadays, preteens are just so much more tech savvy and may be starting to question the rules, and we really recommend involving them in the setup process, showing them how privacy settings work, discussing the reasons behind each of the settings that you might be implementing. The age is perfect for introducing concepts like online reputation and the digital footprint. We really like to speak to real-life analogies to make concepts maybe a bit more relatable. You know, especially for our kiddos who don't have as much experience in life as we do. And so, for example, we might compare personal information to something valuable that they wouldn't share with just anyone else. Encourage questions and be a bit ready for more in-depth discussions. As you know, kiddos around this age are super curious and often want to ask why and may not always be content with an answer and want to keep pushing. And lastly, for teens, you know, the 13 to 17 years old, 18-year-olds even, those in the house yet, teens value their independence, and we really need to make sure that we frame internet safety as a way for them to protect themselves rather than rules imposed by parents, though they might still think of it that way. But discussing the consequences of oversharing online, you know, highlighting the importance of digital privacy, and just maybe basics on cybersecurity. Encourage them to think critically about the information they share and consume online. This can really be a great time, too, to talk about things such as cyberbullying, sexting, unwanted messages, or pressuring messages online, and finding out maybe a plan in case something like that happens if your family doesn't already have one. We really recommend to be open and create a safe space for these conversations, and sometimes they're not easy, and oftentimes you can bring it up asking whether or not there's been an experience that a friend has had, as oftentimes kiddos are more willing to have a conversation or start a conversation about someone else rather than themselves if anything has happened or come across their way during their time online. We really encourage them to come to you with concerns or questions they may have about anything they encounter online as well. You know, no matter the age, it's crucial just to keep the conversation going. It can be repeated, it can be often, it can be, you know, growing over time. You know, technology and online trends change rapidly. That's what's, you know, might be safe today, might not be safe tomorrow. And regular check-ins and open dialogue can just really help your family stay safe and enjoy the digital world together. You know, that's why we highlight all the varying apps. Sometimes we come back to different ones we've spoken to before or finding new apps along the way. And with those, you know, please feel free to send in any questions or topics you might be interested to see us cover. Maybe there is something new that you've seen that you haven't heard of at all. We'd be glad to do the research for you. Hope you have a happy holiday season. You know, we're excited to see you one more time before the new year rings in. And as always, stay safe.